So we're continuing the entertainment segments now with the best of the TV, radio, film, stream highlights. We've got 10 for you, and we'll tell you which ones are audio described as well. Number one, of course, is Live Aid at 40 when rock and roll took on the world. This is audio described, and it's Sunday 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. on BBC Two. An emotional and inspiring three-part documentary about the crisis that sparked a concert and the event itself with its A-star lineup, which will be shown again on Saturday the 12th of July with the concluding part of the documentary on Sunday the 13th of July. So moving on to number two, which is more TV, and The Trouble with Mr. Doodle. This is Wednesday at 10 p.m. on Channel 4. That's the 9th of July. Dizzying cautionary documentary about an online sensation who became famous for drawing a graffiti-style stream of consciousness, filling every surface available to him. So number three is more TV and Poisoned Killer in the Post. And this is Wednesday and Thursday, so that's the 9th and 10th of July, Channel 4, 9 p.m. It's audio described. And journalist James Beale's two-part investigation into the death of a 22-year-old man who investigated a lethal poison that he brought online. And it leads Beale to a dark world of online suicide forums and bereaved of parents across the globe. Riveting stuff. So number four is more TV, and this is Insomnia. It's Channel 5. It's audio described Sunday through to Tuesday. So that is going to be remember me dates now, the 6th of July. That's going to start, and then it's going to end on the 8th of July. And Vicky McClure can't get any sleep in a thriller about a lawyer's nighttime terrors. Are her fears supernatural or grounded in reality? And it was first shown on Paramount Plus. Okay, so number five is streaming, and the third series of Foundation launches with episode one available next Friday, which is going to be the 11th of July on Apple TV. The impressive sci-fi saga based on the novel of Isaac Asimov has moved on 152 years since its last outing. Laura Byrne is among the returning cast as Robot Dermazel. Number six, we've got more streaming for you, and this is called Too Much. It's available from the 10th of July, Thursday, and a kooky transatlantic drama from Lena Dunham, and it stars Megan Stalter, who I think was in Hacks, as newly single New Yorker Jessica, who meets cute Felix, played by Will Sharp, who was in The White Lotus, season 3, after arriving in London, and a sweet yet spiky indie rom-com. Number 7 is more TV and Jaws 50, the definitive inside story. It's Friday 8 o'clock on National Geographic and Disney Plus, and it's behind the scenes of Steven Spielberg's monster hit, featuring never-before-seen archive footage, as well as views of famous faces and fans. So number 8, we've got radio, and this is Your Mum. It's next Wednesday, which is, what's Wednesday, the 9th of July. I can't keep up with all the dates. The 9th of July. And award-winning comedian Laura Smythe has a good laugh with her guests about the many aspects of motherhood and adds some heartfelt moments too. We've got podcast as number 9, and this is from the Oast House, the Alan Partridge Podcast, and it's available now. And Norfolk's favourite star returns to Audible exclusive. I might actually put a little bit of this on for you to have a listen to later in July, and you can see what you think. As the French say, plush sa charge. And while Alan might be branching out with a second, with a sound garden, small print for you, at Hampton Court Palace Garden Festival, the inane musings are a meme, if that makes sense to you. So number 10, we got film and Oasis Supersonic. This is on Saturday, which you might miss me talking about because you might not even get this on Saturday, you might get it on Monday. But you can always get it on catch up, so you'll be fine because it's on Channel 4 and you can watch it on all four. Now, with the Gallagher brothers kicking off their reunion tour this weekend, in theory, settle in for a cracking documentary about the rock and roll stars' rise in the early 90s. So those are the 10 highlights, and I hope you're enjoying Wimbledon if you're a fan of tennis, because you've got another week of that next week, and we'll have more highlights for you coming up in a couple of weeks' time. But I'm going to go straight into Grapevine. And these are the TV stories that are getting us talking. Now, Mob handed Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren are returning to crime drama Mobland for a second series powered by its hefty creative team, writers Ronan Bennett and Jez Butterworth, and director Guy Ritchie. The show is now the second biggest on Paramount Plus, with 26 million viewers since its March launch. Scotch Frisky, also enjoying a swift renewal this time before Series 1 even airs, is Outlander spin-off Blood of My Blood. Filming began in Scotland last week, as in Outlander itself, prequel Blood of My Blood follows two fated couples, the parents of original characters Jamie and Claire, whose lives intersect across time. Series 1 streams weekly on Stars from the 8th of August. War Stories, having pulled the documentary Gaza, Doctors Under Attack, amid impartiality concerns, the BBC has now greenlit Once Upon a Time in the Middle East, a major series that explores the decades-long conflict between Israel and Palestine. The five-part documentary follows similar titled series on Iraq and Northern Ireland, and will explore the historical context of the war in Gaza. And finally, Naval Gazing. Guga Mathbaror, who is soon to be seen as a sea devil in the BBC's Doctor Who spin-off, The War Between the Land and the Sea, has another aquatic exploit in the works. She plays a nuclear submarine commander in Netflix's naval thriller Trinity, which also reunites two of the key forces behind BBC One's 2018 ratings hit Bodyguard star Richard Madden and series creator Jed Mercurio. So that's your Grapevine, and hopefully we'll have some more of that for you later in July when we're back around the 24th.